I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
Started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
Five. Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, as we broadcast live from the DDP Radio Megaplex in beautiful downtown parts unknown. My name is Mike Mullins. As always, you can check me out at mike@90%.com. And as usual, we are lucky to be joined by, I'm going to say it, she's the superhero of DDP Radio. She's here to save mankind from submitting to obese, unhealthy, unhappiness. Our very own DDP Yoga Wonder Woman, Stacey Morris, is here. Hello, Stacey.
Hey, Mike. How you doing tonight?
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. And Robert has the night off tonight. Robert is getting a much, much deserved night off. When Nancy comes on the show, we have so much content that Robert just, he can take the night off because we have so much to talk about that he can just kind of coast and I can kind of do his thing for him. So it's always nice to give Robert a night off because he works so, so hard.
He does. And Robert just had a birthday a few days ago. So happy birthday, Robert.
Yes, very much so. Happy birthday, Robert. He is the MVP of DDP Yoga, if I may say so myself. But anyways, we have an awesome show tonight, and we're going to be welcoming our guest, and she is pretty much our seasonal guest here on DDP Radio. We're a couple weeks late due to some technical glitches, but she is a nutritionist amongst her several other credentials and initials that follow her name, too many to even mention. I got to tell you, we usually have Nancy on once at the start of every season. I got to tell you, Stacey, it always freaks me out when we have her on. Because when we have her on, it seems like we just spoke to her 2 weeks ago, and then just the constant reminder of how quick the seasons are flying by. I mean, it seems like we just talked to Nancy, and it's already past spring and into summer already. Can you believe it?
I know. Summer's half over, and here she is for the summer segment. I know. It's amazing.
I know. It seems like we just spoke to her, but she's here again a couple weeks late for summer, but it's going to be a fun show tonight. We have Nancy Giuberti coming on in just a few minutes. And she's going to answer some awesome questions, maybe a little bit some uncomfortable questions, but they're questions that you need to know and information that you need to know. So we're excited to talk to Nancy tonight. And if you want to give us a call, 347-994-1216, get your questions on the air. It's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a fun show and an informative show. Nancy has so much information that when I listen to the show back, I never listen to the show back, first of all. I don't enjoy listening to my voice at all. But when we have Nancy on, I always do that because she has so much information, I can't really contain it all in my brain, so I listen back and take notes. But it's awesome to have her on once a month. It's a very treat for DDP Radio to have her come on with us. But before we get started, I want to run down the schedule per usual, where you can find DDP Diamond Dallas Page and DDP Yoga workshops on deck in the next couple months. First off, we've got the DDP Yoga Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, the What Happens in Vegas workshop that is happening August 21st through August 22nd in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And don't forget, we also have the East Coast Double Shot workshop, January 8th, 2016 into January 9th, 2016, and that is in New York City at Pure Yoga. And, of course, we have the DDP Yoga Inspiration Meets Perspiration Part 2 workshop, and that is happening June 10th, 2016 in Newport, Rhode Island. And don't forget, I think there's still some spots open, but you've got to get them quick. We just had one DDP Yoga retreat, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But if you want to get on the next one, it's October 16th through the 22nd, 2015, Riviera Maya, Mexico. Head over to ddpyogaretreat.com. And I know you're going to be there, Stacey. Is that correct?
Yeah, Chef Bill and I are going to be there, and he's going to do an amazing cooking demo.
And that's going to be awesome. And if you've never been to a DDP Yoga retreat, you don't know what you're missing. I'm sure you've seen all the pictures on this week. And everyone I've heard has had an amazing time at the DDP Yoga retreat this week. I wish I was there. I'm so bummed I couldn't be there. And I actually have a statement that Diamond Dallas Page has asked me to read on the air regarding the retreat. It's all the dirt from the retreat, what happened, what went down. So I'm going to read that real quick, and then we'll get right into Nancy Giuberte. We have a statement right here from Diamond Dallas Page. I quote, "It was great having Y2J, Chris Jericho, in for our fifth annual DDP Yoga retreat. He has been such an instrumental part of this program, giving DDP Yoga credibility, showing it works, and promoting the program to anyone and everyone. He only got to be here for 3 days with his family and made 2 workouts and a pool party. It just goes to show you that you will never know who's going to show up at one of my retreats. 2 years ago, it was Gold Dust. This year, it's Chris Jericho. Who's next? We'll have to see." And he wrote a couple of emoticons in there because Dallas, if you've ever texted with Dallas Page, you know he likes his smiley faces. But either way, October is only 3 months away, and we're over halfway sold out. So if you're even thinking about coming, you better call somebody like Sally Jane at the Travel Smiths now. Bang! And that was a complete statement from Diamond Dallas Page. He asked me to write on that, read this on the show. But Chris Jericho, Y2J, one of the biggest wrestling stars of all time and a huge proponent of DDP Radio, DDP Yoga, and hopefully DDP Radio. But when he was live at the workshop this week at the DDP Yoga retreat, and everyone there had a great time talking with him. He partied with everybody. He worked out with everybody. And from what I heard, it was a hell of a time. So we're going to talk about the retreat in more detail next week because we're going to get all kinds of reports from people that were there. But without further ado, we got to bring on our guest today because she's got so much information. We're going to try to pack it into 1 hour. Like I said, she's got, you know her. She's been on the show a bunch of times. She's got more credentials and more initials after her name than I can even pronounce. She's a nutritionist, a healthy, clean eating blogger. She's an Autism Now awareness specialist. Welcome to the show once again for our seasonal meeting. We have Nancy Giuberte. Hello, Nancy.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. It was great to have you again. And Stacey, Stacey has some things you want to talk to you about right away, because we want to cram in all this information that we can get. And I'm going to give this to Stacey to kind of get what we need to get out of the way first, and then we'll take some callers, 347-994-1216. But I'm going to let Stacey start this off and start asking some questions.
Okay, great. Well, first I wanted to let everyone know Nancy is very accessible. She has a website, which is nancygiuberte.com. That has a blog on it and all kinds of other information about her services. She's on Twitter and she's on Facebook, where she gives daily tips, daily health tips. And she works with people literally around the world by phone, by Skype. So it's really, and I've worked with her and I've benefited greatly from her knowledge. And you always seem to be ahead of the curve. Like, you know, you're ahead of what the doctors say. You're ahead of what conventional medicine says. And so that's why we're thrilled to have you here. But I just wanted you to talk a little bit about some of the programs you're offering and how people can get in touch with you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Stacey, for the lovely introduction. You know, I look at my work really as a partnership. So I want to empower others with the information so they could live a healthier lifestyle, because I know when I was searching for information to help heal my son, it wasn't out there. So I like to think out of the box, and I am a researcher by design, so I'm always looking at different angles. On my blog, there is a free total wellness guideline document that even if you just follow that step by step, you can lead a healthier lifestyle. And, you know, if you do it step by step, it's not so overwhelming. If anyone has any questions of topics they want to be covered in my future podcast, then please email me, or like Stacy said, send a message over or post over on Facebook, Twitter. I try to put pictures up of what I eat on Instagram and Pinterest as well, and even brands that I would recommend that are gluten-free, casein-free, soy-free, corn-free. In addition, there is a detox podcast on my website that you can get access to, because detoxing is very important, especially depending on what type of lifestyle you live. And then there's functional medicine testing that I truly am so passionate about, because it's really the only type of testing that shows how your body's functioning, as opposed to blood tests like a CBC, a complete blood count, that will only show sugar and cholesterol. But, well, why do I have high cholesterol? What is not working? What's not functioning at an optimal level that is causing me to have high cholesterol? And that's functional medicine. And the tests that I really see that give you the most benefit are also on my website, and you could just go to the services page, and you should just read up about it and learn what is functional medicine testing. I've never heard about it until I listened to this show, and you know, keep it in the back of your mind. I just try to plant seeds to help you reach optimal health. And doing this for over 15 years with my private practice, I put together a 9-step program that can help you to lead a healthier lifestyle. Each step has videos and audios as well as assignments. And if you do those assignments, you will lead a healthier lifestyle. So all that information is on my website. It's just nancygaberti.com. But if you have any questions of future topics you want covered, even in a blog post, just, you know, email that to me or send it over on Facebook or Twitter. So that's how you can get access to me. And again, it's really the passion is for you to lead the healthiest life you can, because why not? You're worth it. Your health is worth it because you are worth it. And I think people don't realize that.
Yeah. And really what you've taught us over the years is that food can be medicine, and food can either really empower the body or break it down. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about, you know, the specific topic tonight of body functions, which is kind of an awkward topic. But what I love about you is you're not afraid to talk about anything. But the reason I want to get into some of this stuff is because things like gas and, you know, the texture of stool, the color of stool, even though that's kind of gross to talk about, these are really important end result of what's going on with your body. And I think I've, at least in my experience, doctors never talk to me about this stuff. So I just wanted to dive into it. So let's start with gas. Okay.
What
can that mean? Does that mean something's wrong? Does it mean you're maybe missing something in your digestive tract, or what are some of the symptoms of gas? What causes it?
Right. So that's a great question. And so many times people will be, you know, that's a man thing. You know, if they all have gas and they all belch and this, and I'm like, really? No, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. What that means is that digestion is not smooth and there's something missing. So, when we start the digestive process, as soon as we put food in our mouth and the saliva is in our mouth, the enzymes activate. And now it has to go through this whole process, and it has to break down and assimilate the food, take the nutrients from that food to then pass to your cells and your hair and your skin and, you know, keep everything going. And then the rest is elimination, which is part of digestion. It's the end of digestion. So, and we'll talk about that further, the stool and everything, and elimination mm-hmm. is so important. Gas, usually we could alleviate that very easily by taking a proper digestive enzyme, but I'm talking about quality. And this is where I have issues with supplement companies. You know, I don't sell supplements. I recommend certain brands. So there's not one brand out there that does it all, where they make antioxidants, multivitamins, and they make digestive enzymes, probiotics, where they may make them all, but they will not be of quality in every different sense. So they may be great with probiotics, but not good with antioxidants. So I just go and recommend the names of the particular supplementation. So if someone is experiencing extreme gas, they should invest in a quality digestive enzyme along with a quality probiotic. Because on our stomach lining, we have good and bad bacteria, which we call flora, F-L-O-R-A. Now, it should be 85% good and 15% could be bad. Okay. For the American diet, it's usually the reverse. So now we're bloated, we're not absorbing our nutrients, and we're going to have gas because we're not breaking it down. In addition, on that stomach lining, we could have something called candida overgrowth. And candida is a fungus. It's an organism that lives on in your GI tract, and it needs food to survive. So it survives best on sugar and simple carbohydrates. Well, if you have candida overgrowth, you can have, you most of the majority of the time, I would say over 95% of the time, you will have gas because it's like all this bubbling going on inside your stomach. Sometimes you could feel it. Sometimes you could feel the bloatedness. And then when you pass gas, the bloatedness may go down. So what you want to do is look at it as, think of the triangle pose, and you want to go after it in three parts. Good probiotic, you want to get rid of the candida, and that could be an enzyme that gently eats away candida, and or herbal also helps with candida, and you want a good digestive enzyme. So probiotic to make sure you push out the bad bacteria, the bad flora, and raise the good flora. The other thing is to get rid of the candida, and the next thing is to make sure you could digest your food. And, you know, we're born with two sets of enzymes. One is to keep all of our body functions of our organs, and the other are digestive enzymes. And we not necessarily are born with enough, an ample supply. We can't replenish them where, okay, say you have 50% and you want to get to 100%. You can't do that and keep that in reserve. You always deplete from it. So once you have a lot of gas or acid reflux or, you know, you just don't feel good after you eat a food, you feel very heavy after a fatty food, you know that is an indicator to you that you are in need of digestive enzymes. So if we know that we're constantly going to deplete our resources, why not just take digestive enzymes? And you could decide, do you want to take it with every meal? Do you want to just take it with a heavy meal and see how you feel? So I always recommend keeping a food journal and write down what you ate, then what supplementation you took, and how did you feel? And then if you forgot to take your supplement or you want to do a little, you know, trial and error, how do you feel when you don't take it?
So generally you take a digestive enzyme prior to a meal, just prior?
Yeah, you could take it exactly right prior to it. A probiotic you could take on an empty stomach. You know, probiotics are amazing where there's so much research, and this is what I post on Facebook and Twitter. There's so much research on probiotics, the benefits. There are no disadvantages to taking a probiotic. It regulates mood. It boosts your immune system. It helps you absorb food. It boosts, everything, your adrenal, your neurotransmitters, your hormones. So why wouldn't we want to take that?
When you talk about probiotics, you mentioned that you don't trust a lot of supplements, and we don't get anything. We're not endorsing anything on this show. We're just getting your honest opinion. what are some supplements we can trust? There was a study I saw recently where they go into Walmart or Walgreens and test all the supplements, and 95% of them aren't what they say they are. And it's kind of hard to trust somebody nowadays. I mean, what do you recommend for brands that we could look into for, like, the probiotics and different supplements like that?
So I would never go to a store, you know, the GNCs of the world, because you have to read the ingredients. And you have to also read the additional ingredients. And a lot of them have something called maltodextrin. And maltodextrin could either be from corn or rice. And it's genetically modified on top of that. So you want to go for names that you can trust. So any supplement that I recommend, I always do the research on it and get what we call the white papers. And those white papers have to show you the research of the supplementation. So for probiotics, my favorite company is Claire Laboratories, and that's with a K. They make the finest probiotic. And then depending on if, you know, if you're a male or a female, or depending on how your body is functioning, how old you are, and all of that would then decide which one of them, because they make, you know, over 10 different probiotics, and then you could pinpoint it even further. Now, if you've never taken a probiotic before, your body will adjust. So your stool, as well as your gas, may change while your body assimilates and gets in balance with these probiotics. So you want to go slow with everything. And then suppose you also have a lot of candida. If you're removing candida and you do it too aggressive, so there are pharmaceuticals that help remove candida, and I don't recommend them because, A, one of them is bad for the liver. Also, it could cause something called die-off. And what die-off happens is the candida then, imagine bursting bubbles in your body, and you could have a lot of discomfort, and it can also affect your adrenal system and your mood because it's really poison leaving your body. So you always want to go through it slowly. And, I mean, I would step back. If you're having some serious GI issues, I would highly recommend an organic acid test, which is a first morning urine test. Lots of people, if you go to a gastrointestinal doctor, they would recommend a stool test. But if it's by LabCo or Quest, you know, unless you have like 10 parasites in your body, they might not show up on the test results. So it can be misleading test results, just like we see lots of times with Lyme testing can be very misleading in the test results, or even celiac as well.
So bottom line is, you know, even though gas seems benign, it's not necessarily, you know, painful or you know, dramatic. But, I mean, it shouldn't be ignored year after year, because these are signs of some significant digestive problems and issues with actually the stomach's, you know, optimal functioning. And over time, that can really lead to other things if it builds up over the years.
100%. And in addition, this is why keeping the food journal is so key. Suppose you just get gas when you eat a particular food, right? Then you want to say, well, what food is it? And then, you know, foods are in food families, as we call them, right? So then you would say, oh, is it when I have my nightshades, you know, eggplant or potato, is that when I'm having gas? So, oh, I can't break that food group down. Is it when I have dairy? Oh, so, but if I switch to coconut milk or, you know, cashew milk, I don't have gas. Well, then it's the dairy. So here you could be your own food detective. And your body gives off signs. I mean, that's why you get eczema, and that's why, you know, you have gas or acid reflux. The body is saying, hey, something's not right here. And you can either go to a doctor, and you may not find the answer that way, because many doctors don't even discuss this. You know, and I don't know how far they even learn about this. You have to go to a specialized doctor, and then they're all, usually in bed with pharmaceutical companies as well as certain labs. But is it offering the most important information? And that's really what you want to look for in a practitioner or a doctor, anyone, is are they really teaming up with you and partnering with you to give you the best information so you don't see them in the future? You see, the problem here in the healthcare is that there's no money in being healthy, and there's no money in being dead. There's only money in chronic illness. So lots of times, unfortunately, you know, not everyone, but the majority of your medical practitioners, do they give you the empowerment to really say, oh, this is my problem. I don't need this medicine. I just can't break down this food. So let me take this digestive enzyme or eliminate that food from my diet. And when I do have it, I notice I have gas.
We talked about awareness. Go ahead, Mike. Oh, no, I was going to say we talked about testing and stuff like that. Nancy talked about it, and I was actually going to bring that into our first question because it actually ties into it perfectly. But if you want to just ask your question first, Stacey, that's fine.
Well, I just before we get to the questions, I just wanted to finish up with talking about elimination because that's another one that's very seldom talked about. And, you know, what does it all mean? Is there an ideal, should we all be doing one type of stool or do they vary? And what do they mean when they vary? There's loose, there's hard, yes, there's little pebbles, you know. And
exactly.
So why don't you break it down and say, tell us what it all means and if it's a sign of, you know, potential problems.
Right. So stool, there's so much to stool, and no one ever likes to talk about it. And on my intake, I want to know, you know, do you have a daily bowel movement? Do you skip days? How many times do you go? Is it hard? Is it soft? What color is it? The color is so key. So we should all be having a daily bowel movement. I mean, some people say, no, I skip 2, 3, 4, 5 days. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, think about your colon. It's not a wall, you know, so can it hold all these toxins in constantly? What is wrong with the digestion, one's metabolism, one's absorption if we're not eliminating? So, yes, we need to eliminate every day. If we're not drinking enough water, the stool tends to be hard. It's not soft, right? The pebbles could be a combination of two things. We're not drinking enough water or we're eating too much of starchy foods that are binding us too much. So for some people who eat too much rice, too much wheat, and they don't have vegetables and they don't drink enough water, that's going to be a problem, right? So you want to say it shouldn't be something where it's so difficult to get stool out of your body. It shouldn't come flying out of you either. It should be a happy medium. And it really
like
needs
Goldilocks,
to be,
right?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you want it to be formed, you know, so some people are like, oh, my stool's always loose. And I'm like, okay, well, you are definitely eating something that doesn't agree with you. So lots of times when people are having a lot of dairy and people, oh, I don't drink a lot of milk, but then you find out, but they eat a lot of cheese. Okay, well, when we're talking about dairy, we're talking about butter, we're talking about cheese, we're talking about the milk, the ice cream. You know, that's where, again, until you write it down on a piece of paper, I can't tell you how many people will say to me, until I filled out your form, until I wrote down what I ate, I really thought I was eating so healthy. I didn't realize it. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to partner with you, to empower you so you see it, you know. So if you start writing it down and you write down, are you having a daily bowel movement? And what is it like? And you notice, oh, I'm not drinking enough water. You know, same thing with your urine. After the first morning urine, it's supposed to be, you know, it's concentrated urine. So it's a yellow, deep yellow color. After that, it should be, you should get it clear as water. Then you know you are hydrated enough. Now, if you're taking B vitamins, it's going to turn the urine yellow. So that could be That'll throw off the, you know, using your own color of your urine to tell if you're hydrated. Same thing with the stool. You want to write down, am I having a daily bowel movement? Okay, well, is it pebbles or is it just coming out of me? Can I not have a solid form? Do I go to the bathroom right away when I eat this food that I have to get up in the middle of my meal? Well, okay, what are you eating? You know, and then you also, my question always is, you know, when was the last time you had an antibiotic? And if some people say, oh, yeah, I had it, you know, 8 months ago, or I had it years ago. I haven't had an antibiotic since I was a kid. And then I say, okay, do you have dairy? Yes. Is it organic? No. Well, let me break the news to you. You're having antibiotics on a daily basis if you're having cheese that's not organic, if you're having yogurt that's not organic, butter that's not organic, milk that's not organic. If you're eating meats, chickens that are not at least free range, you're getting antibiotics. Well, what's the problem with antibiotics? It's going to throw off your stool because it's killing the good flora, the good bacteria on your GI tract. So you're going to have gas, and you're definitely going to get candida overgrowth, because when you don't have good bacteria, candida can grow. And you could also get parasites. So, again, you know, yes, daily bowel movement. If it's too loose, maybe you're having, you know, foods that are not free range or organic, or maybe something you're eating can't break down. Then we look at the color. So I always say, well, what's the color of your stool? I mean, people get, after a while, they just send pictures of their stool, you know, over. Because, you know, it's just so much easier. Here, this is what it looks like. Great. Okay. I always love if someone could just, at least in the subject message, say, you know, graphic picture, because I may
warn
be
you.
Eating
yeah.
something, you know. But the color is key. So if it's black, well, then you have to say, did I eat something that's, you know, very dark that could have given this color? Like if you had beets, the beets could look like black stool because of the purple of the beets. But if you didn't have anything black, or you didn't take something called activated charcoal, because activated charcoal will turn your stool black, then there could be blood in your stool. So you want to monitor that. If it's yellow or tannish, it usually means you can't break down fats. So you want to definitely take a digestive enzyme with lipase in it to help you break it down. And then you want to, you know, check out your stool and say, oh, now it's brown. So that's what it was. Bingo. Wonderful. The body gave me all these signs. If it's green, it's mucus. And when we see green a lot, we want to say, did the person have a viral? Did they have pneumonia? It could also be that a person has a parasite. If it's white, that's usually candida, you know, and then there's all, you know, worms and parasites in one stool that you might not necessarily see, but the stool could be green, white, and lumpy as well. If you see food particles in your stool, you definitely want to take a digestive enzyme, and you, first of all, you want to chew your food. Lots of people just swallow everything, you know, that you got to chew because your stomach cannot chew. You have to chew your food. You should count. How many times do you chew something before you swallow it? Is it two? You know, the ideal number was supposed to be like 30. So even if you go halfway, make sure you chew all your food because that's going to help digestion. And you don't want to see food particles in your stool because that means you're not breaking them down or you're not chewing enough.
And you're not getting the nutrients.
Definitely not. You're definitely not. And then you could feel fatigued and your nails and your hair and your skin and everything else is going to be affected.
So brown is normal? Did I get that
brown,
right?
Brown's a good color. Yep.
Okay. And I was reading a book today on Chinese medicine and they were talking about the kidneys and urination, and this kind of blew my mind. I want to know if you think this is, you know, has any validity, that men should urinate 3 to 4 times a day. That's normal. Women only 2 times a day. And if that's normal, I go a lot more than 2
wow.
times a day because I drink a lot of water and herbal tea
right.
and things like that.
You know, so when we drink a lot, we must urinate. more, okay? So to say only two times, now I don't know if the book necessarily then said, well, two times if you're having this much liquid, because if you're having, say you have one glass of water and someone has a gallon of water, you know, your bladder is only so big. And once it gets full, it's like a balloon. When you blow up the balloon, then it's either going to pop or you let out the air. So, you know, the more fluids you take in, you're going to have to urinate more, and you never want to hold in urine. You know, so if people were saying, oh, my God, I can only urinate twice a day, so let's hold it in so it only comes to twice. No, because that's really bad for the kidneys, and you could actually, you know, kidney stones and all that sediment could stay there. So that's not good. No, definitely more than two times, definitely. You know, I had a gentleman in the office that did not drink enough water, and he was actually getting a lot of kidney pains, kidney stones, and he had to increase his water significantly, and all of that then went away, these pains and side effects. But what happened, the side effect was he had to urinate a lot, you know, but it makes sense. And it's only, it's, you don't want to drink, like if someone says, if someone comes in, oh, I'm such a water freak, I'm drinking 2 gallons of water a day. Well, then you're flushing out a lot of electrolytes. You know, so everything needs to be in balance to keep electrolytes in the body, but definitely more than two times.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I've got a 16-ounce. I would say I have a 16-ounce bottle that I carry with me all day, and I'm kind of weird about things ever since I read up on some articles on, like, urine color and stuff like that. And I always monitor it to kind of gauge my dehydration and stuff like that, and I'm always carrying around this bottle drinking it. And I get concerned because sometimes I don't know if it can be helped or what, but during the night I find myself getting very dehydrated and waking up, and I know it's gross, but my urine color is really dark. Is there anything to help, like, dehydration at night, or is that just going to happen as you sleep and don't ingest any water for 8 hours or so?
Right. So, you know, first of all, I always have a bottle of water by my bed. You know, I feel if I wake up in the middle of the night, which hopefully I don't, but if I do, I'm going to have a sip of water if I feel like it. You know, lots of people will say, oh, I don't have water an hour before I go to bed because I don't want to wake up and urinate, you know, but then they're thirsty. So you have to listen to your body. The reason why when you sleep for 8 hours, you know, like you mentioned, and your urine is bright yellow, well, it's concentrated. So, like, it's interesting you say this because the organic acid test requires a concentrated urine. So it's the very first morning urine of the day. So what's happening is while you're sleeping, the body is doing its housekeeping, and the kidney is getting all the impurities out of you, and that's why your urine is so really like amber. That is okay because it's pushing out, it's detoxing, and it's pushing out, and it's just filtering all of the stuff we don't need. So it's perfectly okay. If you find yourself thirsty, keep a bottle or your 16-ounce near the bed and take a sip of it. You never want to be dehydrated. The minute you feel thirsty, you already are dehydrated. You know, and then it also depends on your sleeping environment. Is it a hot, you know, is it hot? Is it cool? You know, what do you sleep with? What's on, you know, blankets and everything else? You know, you want to regulate that to make sure it's the right temperature so you don't get dehydrated either.
Okay, great. Stacy, should we move into a couple of our email questions?
Yeah.
I know we've got a couple good
ones.
Yeah,
we've got some questions from the mailbag.
I've got them right here. I don't know if you have them on hand, but I can read it if you'd like.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. This one I thought was kind of interesting. This is a woman who said, I've been diagnosed with lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, candidus, and gluten intolerance. No one seems to be able to pinpoint where the aches and pains are coming from. Lately, I have suspected food intolerance. What is the best way to determine precisely what I am intolerant to, if anything?
So all of those conditions, there's some type of inflammatory response going on, which is triggering an immune response. So now we're going into autoimmune issues with the inflammation. And it's interesting that she feels that it's food intolerances, which it can very well be. Now, if you go to your regular medical practitioner, I really doubt if they're going to find the cause of it and get to the real issue. So there are food intolerance tests. The functional medicine test that I use for that checks over 96 foods. In addition, it checks candida. What I love about this test is it requires 5 drops of blood. Now, it may got to be big drops of blood, but you do it from the finger, or you, if you're getting a blood test done, like a complete blood count, and they take blood from your arm, they could take the blood from there and put it onto, it's just a, it's the test kit has this paper with circles, and all of those circles have to be filled with blood. I've had some people do it themselves. I've had some people go to their practitioner and get it done. So if you want to read up on the test that I would recommend, it's on my website under services, and it's called the food intolerance test. But that would check for candida as well. So, you know, my questions would be, are you keeping track of this? How, you know, what came first? How long has all these conditions come? And then is it like a snowball effect? Did it happen this first, and then, oh, now we see this. So it's like you have this onion, and you're peeling it. And first you think it's just this condition you have, but then when you peel back, you say, oh, no, but I have this, this, this. So it's, again, how is the body functioning? And I always go back to that organic acid test that checks over 74 markers. It's going to show digestion, candida, bacteria, immune system, nutritional deficiencies, and so on. So you really, my question would be, how long? And it sounds like she's in tune with her body. What does she suspect? Is she staying away? Did she do a food elimination diet? If she wants to do testing, going to LabCorp or Quest will not give you the answers. I would definitely look into a functional medicine blood test that goes specifically for the foods and the candida, and then work on your stomach lining. Go after making the good bacteria strong, getting rid of the candida, building up the immune system, as well as taking digestive enzymes, because the health begins in the stomach. Everyone understands it for abs. That's the core. Okay, we got to make our core strong. But your health is right there. And to make it strong, you have to make sure you don't have parasites, you don't have candida, you don't have bad bacteria, and you're absorbing your nutrients, you're eliminating, and everything else. So I would really focus on boosting your GI tract.
Okay, great. Thank you. And we have another question here, too, and I think Stacey might have a couple if we have time for it in a minute. But this question is, I have health problems. My pancreas is going out on me, and it keeps my sugar low. My doctor told me it could take up to 3 years or maybe longer. I'm still doing my DDP yoga and still losing the weight. Could you give me any advice on how to keep my sugar up in a healthy way?
So the pancreas is, first I would supplement to nourish the pancreas. Again, you would want, there are certain digestive enzymes that help nourish the pancreas. Interesting enough, there is a GI stool test. It's a comprehensive stool test, and one of the markers that it checked is pancreas. and how is that functioning? And it always looks at digestive enzymes. So here, what you would want to do is nourish the pancreas, go after digestive enzymes that have the specific strain to nourish that. And, you know, if you want to need direction with that, just send over a Facebook post or something. But I would nourish the pancreas. As far as keeping the sugar level at a healthy way, well, first it depends on, are you balancing your meals? So if you're having protein and, say, fruit, and you could balance it and then take your digestive enzyme to break down the foods, you could easily keep it balanced that way. There are also supplements to help with controlling blood sugar. So you definitely, sounds like supplementation is needed for pancreas and for the blood sugar leveling and balancing the meals, definitely not having any white sugar. I would eliminate that, and I would also eliminate any simple carbohydrates that can turn into sugar. You know, being gluten-free is great compared to gluten, right? Because gluten causes inflammation. There's the Wheat Belly book, but there's also Grain Brain, which shows, Dr. Perlmutter is a neurologist, that shows how grains of gluten in the wheat actually affect the brain and can cause Alzheimer's, memory issues, and everything else. So that being said, if you replace gluten with gluten-free and you don't balance your meals, you can actually throw off your sugar. So that's where better to go with a paleo type of replacement. So there's great paleo breads out there made from coconut flour and almond flour, and there are these great wraps. So, for instance, when I'm having anything that requires bread, I would either do kale or I would do romaine lettuce leaves. I'm in love with these turmeric wraps, which are made from coconut. And then some have turmeric, some are plain, and they're wonderful wraps. I mean, you could wrap anything, you know, chicken, you can make sandwiches, burgers, whatever you want. So I would look into how much starch one is eating as well when we're balancing meals to really keep our sugar levels at a good, even rate.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I mean, bread and starches taste so good, but, you know, they're not all that great for us.
No, I love these wraps. They're amazing. And Julian, it's julianbakery.com. I've taken pictures put it on Instagram and as well as Pinterest. You could actually see the product. They're very addictive in a very healthy way. So it's a good fat, and they're just out of this world. But the only issue I have with this company is they cannot produce fast enough because they make it fresh.
Oh, cool. I've tried their bars. I do love Julian's protein bars, and they're very, you know, they're low sugar. In fact, I think no sugar, and really a good, clean protein, too.
Yeah, it's really, really good. My son, who runs track, loves them because some are zero and the most is 2 grams of sugar. Meanwhile, it's, you know, again, paleo, so it has good protein as well.
Yeah, and
there's never easy answers to health, you know, because we really do have to look at so much in our lifestyle to really be balanced.
And Nancy, we have a few more minutes left, but I want to get put over your social media, your website, and you have a 9-step nutritional program that's going on right now. Do you want to tell us about that before we get going, so anybody who's interested in looking up that kind of stuff can find you?
Okay, so the website is nancyguberti.com, and there's a blog. Again, there's free podcasts for detox. There's free total wellness guidelines. And then on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Pinterest, it's just it all goes by my first and last name, Nancy Guberti. And then I put together this 9-step healthy lifestyle program. It's really to empower others to take charge of their health and their life. And it's all the information that I've gathered over the past 15 years through these test results and looking at how can we balance. And there, it's not just nutrition. So like the first step is that, what are the toxins in our life? Because we live in a toxic world. Are we putting toxins on our body? So we could be eating organic and free range, but what are we putting on our body? It doesn't matter if you're a man or a female, you're using personal care products. Are they toxic? Because if they are, they're affecting your endocrine system, they can make you gain weight, they could affect your hormones, and they could affect your mood. Then I move into the importance of healthy eating regimens to nourish one's body. We talk about proper hydration, nutraceutical regimens, and the core basics that are so important, like I mentioned, I touched upon before with the probiotics, the enzyme, and, you know, looking to see if one has candida. Then the health benefits of movement and exercise. And, you know, some people start these regimens and then they go through a slump and they stop for 2 weeks and then it's hard to get back in. But if you really know what's the long-term and short-term goals and the effects of that, that might just stay in the back of your mind and say, no, I cannot stop this exercise program. And then what goes on with restorative sleep? Why are lots of times people who aren't getting enough sleep will start to gain weight? We need the adequate amount of sleep, and what type of environment to get that, and how do we unwind to put ourselves into that sleep mode to get through all those stages of sleep where the body does the housekeeping. And then I'm a big proponent on, you know, education and being a really savvy consumer and buyer beware. You know, buyer beware of what not only we put in our body, but what's in our home, the laundry. What are we using on lawn? What are we using to paint? All of this could be deadly, could have formaldehyde, arsenic, all this stuff that can cause cancer and degenerative diseases. And then last, you need a positive, healthy mindset. And what type of strategies that you could have, all of these 9 steps is to put into your toolbox, no matter what stage you're in life. No matter if you're having a great life, an easy time, or a very stressful time, we need to evaluate all of this so you could be your best health advocate. And that's basically what the program does. It's video as well as audio, and each step has assignments. And I always say, do the assignment and email it over to me. I'll give you my honest feedback of where you can make certain changes. And, you know, I had some questions sent over Facebook by Jeff, who's in the program, the Diamond Dallas. I don't know if we had time to go over a few. He had 3 questions.
Yeah, we can get those real quick.
Sure.
So one was, if you're detoxing by drinking lemon and water or other means, could good nutrients in your body be flushed out or canceled out? And then part B for that first question was, when is the best time to detox? So to address the first one, the lemon, apple cider vinegar, if you do any of those type of things, that helps you detox, that helps filter out. Just adding extra water even helps us detox, and removing the bad stuff, that all helps detox. If you are drinking, you know, excessive amount of water, like I mentioned, you know, 2 gallons of water, well, you could flush out some electrolytes, so that's a problem. If you do these type of cleanses or detoxes that are on the market, some of them do flush out good stuff, so that's why they have a specific eating regimen. You don't want to flush out the good nutrients here. You're thinking you're doing something good, and then it's counterintuitive. The next thing is activated charcoal. I touched upon that before. I love activated charcoal to have the capsules in your house if you have food poisoning or if you have a stomach virus, because it will absorb the nutrients. I did recommend to several of my male clients who like to go have a good time on a Saturday night and they drank too much and they wanted to know a natural cure for a hangover. And black activated charcoal does absorb the liquor, the alcohol, from your body, and it will help push it out. The problem was this, this gentleman then said, well, I'm going to have wine every night, and I'm just going to take black activated charcoal after I drink. Well, that's not what I was recommending, because the black activated charcoal can pull out nutrients as well. So there are certain things that do cancel out the nutrients. When's the best time to detox? You know, eating clean and drinking your water and like wheatgrass and all healthy stuff like that, that could be in moderation on a daily basis. If you want to do a super-duper cleanse, lots of different Chinese medicines recommended at the change of the seasons. And then the other question was this is all about stool, so how long should one spend voiding their bowels? Well, that all depends on your metabolism. It depends on how much hydration you have in your body, how much water is in the system. But lots of times people don't give themselves, like they want to go to the bathroom quick, get in and get out, and then they don't properly eliminate or fully eliminate, and then they have to go back again and again. So, I think we're in a society that we try to rush everything and we want a quick fix. Well, you have to go to the bathroom. You don't have to watch a 30-minute video on your phone while you're doing it. That's a little too long. But you also want to make sure that you do empty. Otherwise, lots of people with IBS and Crohn's have this problem because they never really know or feel totally empty. So they end up going back a few times. That could also be a problem with digestion. And then the last question was, when working under stressful or high-pressure conditions, what is the best food to eat to maintain your mental focus and clarity at work? So the cleanest food, the better. You definitely want to give your body protein, but you also want to listen to your body. So if you feel sluggish after you eat a certain food, that's not the food you want to eat under stress, right? You want a lot of green, leafy vegetables. The more vegetables, the better. I would even recommend snacking on vegetables. If I want a snack, I'll throw frozen string beans in the Toastmaster and just toast them, right? So you want broccoli. You want vegetables for sure. You don't want sugar. You don't want even your gluten-free. I would go for either the coconut bread, look at the paleo bars and those type of products and make sure you're drinking enough water. And you could definitely get wheatgrass powder. And even if you don't like the taste, you could add a little stevia to that. I like to throw in apple cider vinegar, get a little fancy, and I'll put in different spices. So hydration, keeping protein, making sure you get enough vegetables, those are the type of things. You definitely don't want to get all jacked up on coffee or liquor or a lot of chocolate when you're under a lot of stress or high-pressured work. And those were the questions that he had sent in.
Awesome. And I have to thank you, and I'm sure Stacey's going to thank you in just a minute for coming on once again. A little late, but we love having you on every season, and I highly recommend anyone listening to the show to listen back if you get a chance. You have so much information, it's kind of hard to take in all at once. This show might take a couple digestions to get all you need to get out of it, so definitely listen to this again. Again, we're available on iTunes as well as ddpradio.com for archived episodes. I personally want to thank Nancy for taking the time to come on with us again. It's always great having you on, and I'm sure we will talk to you in the next season, which is probably going to be in 2 minutes because it's flying by like crazy.
I know. And yeah, thank you so much, Nancy. I always learn something new
which is great. And you're such a wonderful resource, and you're so sharing with your information, and we really appreciate it. And I encourage everyone listening, please check her out on social media. She gives wonderful tips every day on Twitter and Facebook. And also check out her website, nancyguberti.com.
Great. Thank you so much. Such a pleasure being on, and I hope everyone has a great summer. Thanks again.
Okay. Oh, thank you so
Take
much.
Take care.
And we're going to be back next week on DDP Radio. We're going to have a full rundown from the DDP Yoga Retreat. We've got some guests lined up, or I'm working on getting some people on right now that were at the retreat to give a full report, so you definitely want to check that out. Stacy, as usual, thank you for your time, and we shall have Robert back with us next week, which is always fun. He is the supervillain of DDP Yoga, as I tell him. If Stacy Morris is the superhero, Robert McLaren, of course, is the supervillain. So thank you, Stacy, for being on with us tonight, as usual.
And thanks for driving the bus tonight, Mike.
Oh, no problem.
Did a great job.
I hope I didn't screw it up too bad. But remember... Oh, thank you. Remember, everybody, every day you wake up and you have air in your lungs, there's blood pulsing through your veins. It's another day to turn everything all around. No matter how bad you're knocked out, you always have the ability to rise up and own your life. So own it, my friends, for a vacationing Robert McLaren, and, of course, for the lovely Stacy Morris. I'm Mike Mullins. Own your week, my friends, and never, ever, 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 ever give up. See you guys.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.